SBS Radio.
O agente imobiliário de Waterdale, Jason Bailo, acabou de assumir a venda de um apartamento de 3 quartos, 2 banheiros e 2 vagas na garagem, com vista para o distrito da costa norte de Sydney.
So this Chatswood property was on the market with another agent for about 1.8. We've come in, we've listed it again 1.6. We're actually doing some work to it at the moment. It's really about presenting your property to the best way, representing best value for buyers.
São vistas de US$1 milhão em um mercado que deixou de estar aquecido, com os preços estagnados ou caindo.
So we're seeing more stock on hand than we have ever before. There's a lot more properties that aren't selling. A lot more properties are coming off the market, being expired, more than we have seen in the last 6 to 7 years. So...
Cameron Kusher, chefe de pesquisa da CoreLogic, disse que alguns fornecedores podem ter que diminuir suas expectativas.
If you're selling, I think the message is that you just need to be really realistic about your price because credit is tighter, people can't borrow as much as they used to, and you have to set a realistic price or you need to be willing to negotiate on that price in order to sell.
Rob Miller é especialista em imóveis e diretor administrativo da BIS Oxford Economics. Ele diz que é por causa das regras mais rígidas dos reguladores corporativos e as consequências da Comissão Real Bancária destinadas a limitar os empréstimos arriscados.
Generally speaking, most of the cycles have been driven by interest rates. This one's been driven by tightening up of credit and the reality that affordability had really hit home in a very negative way in Sydney and to a lesser degree in Melbourne, where effectively, you know, you couldn't see a sustained growth like we'd seen and there needed to be a correction.
Mas arcar com as despesas de um imóvel ficou ligeiramente mais acessível à medida que o declínio do preço das moradias acelerou em 2018. Cameron Kusher espera que os preços continuem caindo no próximo ano.
Maybe not as severe as the declines that we'll see by the end of this year, which will probably be in the vicinity of 5-6% nationally. But certainly we think for the next 6 to 9 months you're going to continue to see some declines, especially in the Sydney and Melbourne housing market, and I wouldn't be surprised to see values falling, you know, another 4-5% over the next 12 months, maybe even a little bit more than that in Sydney and Melbourne.
Rob Miller acrescenta, no entanto, que o mercado imobiliário vem de um período de grandes ganhos.
Let's not forget that this is at a time where there's been a lot of supply added to the market, and the market, you know, particularly for Sydney and Melbourne, when you've had anything from 50 up to 70 to 80% price growth in a 5-year period, a correction was warranted.
A correção tem a atenção do Banco Central Australiano, que está tendendo a deixar as taxas de juros oficiais congeladas ao longo de 2019. Rob Miller diz que há riscos, no entanto.
The increase of interest-only loans in the last 4 years has probably been to a degree that staggered me, that, you know, that's certainly a risk for the market going forward.
Chris Biddingfield, analista imobiliário da empresa de investimentos imobiliários Key, diz que muitos desses empréstimos serão prioridades para muitas famílias no ano que vem.
That will impact the economy, that will impact consumer sentiment and consumer spending. My guess is that they're not going to default on their loans because of that. My guess is they'll probably cut back on their spending.
Grandes inadimplências e terríveis prognósticos de uma crise completa não aconteceriam sem que a economia experimentasse um grande choque, provocando um aumento dramático no desemprego. Com uma eleição federal iminente, a política de habitação provavelmente afetará os mercados. O Partido Trabalhista quer limitar os efeitos negativos dos empréstimos a novas moradias e reduzir o desconto de imposto sobre ganhos de capital de 50% para 25%. Cameron Kusher, da CoreLogic, está preocupado com essa política.
I think that could lead to some further weakness in the market, to be honest with you, because what the policies are trying to do is drive demand to the new housing sector, and particularly at the moment there's been a lot of new apartments built, and what we're finding with a lot of these new apartments is as they come up to completion, the valuation of those properties is coming in well below the actual contract price. So in some regards, the policy changes are pushing potential buyers into a more risky area of the market. But it's also going to have repercussions for the resale value of those properties as well, because you're getting these people buying these brand new properties, and then when they go to resell those properties, those buyers don't get the same benefits that they did.
Outros como Chris Biddingfield daqui não têm tanta certeza.
Well, I think it affects sentiment. I don't think negative gearing actually drives the housing market. I know that's a common view that many people have. Western Australia's had negative gearing for the last 4 or 5 years. House prices have been falling. East Coast has had negative gearing. House prices have been rising.
Rob Miller, da BIS Oxford Economic, também tem uma opinião sobre o assunto.
I suspect as we move into the election period, it'll be interesting to see whether the Labor Party decides that maybe there might be some adjustment. They've obviously invested in that quite significantly as a policy. Will they tone it down a bit? Potentially, but on the one hand, you could say doing this in a weak market might have some benefits, but on the other hand, you're only going to put a further negative aspect into sentiment amongst investors in what already is a weak market and one that's probably going to stay weak for the next couple of years.
Quanto àqueles com a intenção de encontrar uma pechincha no ano novo, Cameron Kusher dá algumas dicas.
In regional Victoria and regional Tasmania at the moment, we're still seeing growth, and I wouldn't be surprised if we continue to see that. Markets like Brisbane and Adelaide and Canberra are still showing growth in values. Again, it's slower than it was 12 months ago, but I wouldn't be surprised to see values continuing to rise in those areas. And even Darwin over the last couple of months has shown signs that the market may actually be recovering.
Apesar disso, é claro que os dias de crescimento de dois dígitos estão longe de voltarem. Jason Matias, para a SBS em português.
sbs.com.au